Now we come in chapter 2 to the conclusion of the life of this man, Elijah. And we have here the translation of Elijah as he went up in a chariot of fire, and of Elisha, who now comes on the scene. I have a little book that we are sending out now to those who want to have a part in our ministry. Our notes and outlines, you send for them, we send them to you, you put on our mailing list, and you receive them whether you ever send in anything or not. But we do have to ask that for the books that you send in, an offering for the broadcast. Now, this little book, two episodes from the life of Elisha. I think that Elisha, like Micaiah, that unknown prophet, unknown in the sense we know so little about him, that is the one who pronounced the death that would come upon Ahab, and he joined with Elijah in that. And so he stood for God. But he's overshadowed by Elijah. And also, we find Elisha is overshadowed by Elijah, but he ought not to be. Actually, Elisha performed more miracles than Elijah did. And I'm going to have a great deal to say about that when we get into 2 Kings, which we'll be doing even more so next time. This man is altogether different than Elijah. In fact, they are the opposite in their nature. Elijah was the man for the public, to stand before the public. Elisha was one who ministered personally to individuals, and his ministry was largely in that area. And therefore, it was not quite as exciting and dramatic as that of Elijah. But I feel like that we should call a great deal of attention to him, which, by the way, we're going to do. And we begin reading here in chapter 2, now at verse 1. It came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I'll not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. He said to them, shut up. I don't want to hear you. I already know it. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I'll not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Elijah is trying to get Elisha to stay back. Elisha said, no, I know that you're to leave us today, and I want to be present when that takes place. And again, verse 5, the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. You see, the very interesting thing is that people today are turning to all types of outside information. This is the day when the fortune teller and those who deal with the zodiac and those today that are dealing with all kinds of the occult, they turned everywhere but to God. And you won't get any information from any of these areas that you couldn't get from God. Even the sons of the prophets, they were false prophets up in Samaria. They had the information Elijah was to leave, but after all, Elisha already knew it. You won't get anything new, and you're never getting good news in that direction. And we're told that what happened was this, and Elijah took his mantle, wrapped it together, and smote the waters. Now they come down to the Jordan, and probably I should drop back and read verse 6. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, thy soul liveth, I'll not leave thee. They two went on. And Elijah took his mantle, wrapped it together, smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they two went over on dry ground. It came to pass when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Now, don't miss that. Elisha actually is a greater prophet than Elijah. He had a double portion of the Spirit of God upon him.